airchecks.com.
Officer Harrigan here again this Halloweeny night. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, spells Harrigan. Oh, sorry. I'm patrolling the old Long Island Expressway. I wanted to get away from the West Side Highway because there's always strange things happening there on this scary night, you know. All's quiet here. Yes, the traffic doesn't move, but nothing strange is going on anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, not here, too. Oh, it's that big black limousine sneaking its way toward the city. But all those weird and wild screams and sounds coming from inside. Oh, every year it happens. It's a curse, that's what it is. It's a curse. Oh, it's that cooled ghoul. Come back to haunt that radio station that plays all the oldies, but goodies. What's his name? Oh, it's Zachary!
Oh, my. Quick jump up here from the curbside to this grand old studio. It's a little bright in here. I think we can turn the lights down a little bit here and feel a little more comfortable here. I want to thank Steve, who was driving the hearse. Still out there, Steve? Eh? Watch out for that car, Eddie, there. Great Scott, my boy. Well, it's that time again. Once a year, we look at each other in the mirror. I can't see myself in the mirror, of course, but you know how it is. We all are 1 year older. That's a little scary, isn't it, eh? Well, they're kicking off the big parade down there in the village, and all that misbehavior will be in the news tomorrow. And maybe tonight on the radio, who knows? We'll keep you informed here. And if Long Island washes away, we'll let you know about that, too. And in the meantime, this song here was written by a man of Long Island. Yes, I'm interrupting myself. Here we go.
No, I mustn't take any more. There'll be none left for tomorrow. But on the other hand, you have such a lovely neck.
Oh, what a way to kick things off. Just grand. We'll dedicate that to the man who and his sister, who he wrote it, and she was on there singing Help Me Along. I'm surprised I could hit those high notes there. Sound pretty good to me. I haven't heard that since last year either. Well, we're not going to stop here. Yes. All right. I've got so much mail here. It's hopeless here. I spent all night doing requests and things here. Here's from Marcia Nassick, up in Delanison, New York, there. Nice to hear from you, Marcia, my dear. Well. And Alan Robbins and his good wife there. Yes, grand people. Well, for them, we'll play in honor of their dog. They got a big dog with a lot of hair. Here we go. Woody Woody.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Oh, my, it's great. He's still around, that guy. I'm still around. We're all still around. I mean, the folks that aren't here anymore, I hope they had a good time while they were here. I always applaud when I go past cemeteries, you know. Hope they had a good time and all that. Oh, my word. Well, just leave everything where it is, okay? We'll be right back.
Of a tropical Caribbean island with your choice of Dutch and French cultures. Think of an almost endless select...
Where you would, Tyson, feeding you like family.
Time for another Chevy Savings Update. We're at your... 101 CBS-FM.
Up from the coldest and darkest regions of the sea, as old as time itself, comes the most terrifying monster the world has ever seen. The Sea Creature! Slithering over the face of the earth came a monster from beyond the stars. Inhuman, indestructible. Life on this planet was doomed when it conquered the world! These will be the strangest, most terrifying motion pictures you have ever seen. You will see monsters from a nightmare. The most horrifying creatures that ever made you wake up screaming. The She-Creature! And it conquered the world!
That sounds like one of those movies I could have fun with on TV eventually. We'll give them a chance in the theaters first, though, all right? This is Zachary here. Once a year, whether we can handle it or not, we're here in this studio, this famous old studio. And I'm sitting here looking at a calendar, picture calendar. The lady who used to live here is now living in Montana or somewhere. Where are you living here? It doesn't matter. But she's imitating everybody, including Marilyn Monroe's nudie pictures and all these things. You know, that she, oh my goodness, I may not be able to concentrate. I better put that aside. We'll dedicate this to Alan Silverlight out there in Brooklyn, who's been teaching for so long. My word. Time to quit, old boy. Time to quit. Sit back and enjoy the movies. Well, that's it's time. Well, just lie down, my dear. I want to give you a transfusion.
To A, Daddy O, make that type O, huh? Atta boy.
Yes, yes. A little devil in all of us, actually. It's not just the ladies. It's us guys also. Oh, my. Isn't it exciting? This is WCBS-FM. I had to be careful. I always am noted for saying the wrong thing on the wrong station. 101.1. And, of course, it's Halloween Eve here, and we're celebrating playing all these grand old songs. We heard Devil Woman there before that transfusion. And I just find I really can hardly keep up with all this mail that's sitting here. It's going to keep me busy for the rest of the year answering this stuff that you've sent into me. Not stuff. Nice to hear from you. I know it shouldn't refer to you. Shouldn't be confounded animals here. Shouldn't refer to you as having written stuff to me here. Let me read you a little poem here. Oh, say you're mine, dear friend of mine. Take my boneless hand in thine. I'll make you happy, honest dear. I'll do the Charleston on your beer. I'll get a casket built for two, a cozy nest for you and me and you. I'll feed you pickled vampire hocks on persic acid on the rocks. I'll file your claws and preen your wings. I'll do for you a thousand things. A joyous Halloween it'll be if you'll but share your shroud with me. Isn't that lovely? Of course it is. Well, here, this'll wake you up too. Here we go.
These days, there's one in every neighborhood. You know, the supermom.
From JFK to Heathrow, Gatwick, and Manchester, as well as daily nonstop service from Newark to Heathrow. Imagine that, from Newark to Heathrow, zippity-doo-dah. Call your travel agent or American for reservations today. Schedules subject to change. Wow, I love the weather. This is not the weather report, but it just might as well be, because it's Halloween Eve and it helps with the mood, you know. We're going to play The Legend of Sleepy Hollow here now. This is CBS-FM 101.1, and this is for Slimy Sal and his friend John Spider Webb. They're home listening, watching the videotape of Horrible Horror. Well, good for you, good for you. And also for David and Dr. Jane will send us out.
Zachary coming up on CBS-FM, the Golden 101.
You are under my power. It is the power of love.
Eyes that hypnotize, coffee sure got the magic touch.
Ah, yes. Now here comes a little version of A Dinner with Drac. It was banned in England. And banned on Bandstand. Oh, my word. Oh, my. I sometimes wonder how I got into this business here. Must be my maternal grandmother, grandfather, who started nipping each other's necks that probably started it all. And good news for all you people who collect records. I heard today that finally Alan McLean, who has the Cameo Parkway label, under his belt. Or maybe he's sitting on it, I don't know. He's finally consented that someone will put a CD out with all the old Cameo Parkway hits. Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell and all those people. And probably Dinner with Drac will be on there too, yes, I'm sure. So let me make a dedication or two here to some newlyweds here. This Jeff and Susan who are playing newlywed game. Also, the Count married Donna, and we hope that they get along reasonably well. Anybody who marries into the Transylvania situation, though, is at risk. I tell you that, Donna, my dear. And Kevin and Sue, they're trying it also. Oh, my. What's the world coming to? And all that gang out there at the Horathon, that was a great occasion out there at Fairleigh Dickinson University the other weekend. Oh, I'll be glad when November comes, to tell the truth. I can sit down and answer all this mail. This is Zach on WCBS-FM 101.1, and I think we're going to break for some important something here. No? Yes, I get a nod.
I'm back! And so is Zach in just a minute on CBS-FM.
Cheer Advanced Nutrition and Grocery Store Convenience. Just ask your vet. Available at King Cullen. Oh, we have a good time here. We really do. Lewandowski. Here's a man, Lewandowski, here. I haven't opened this up, but I mentioned your name. Hey, this is pretty good. I got a letter here with three stamps that missed the cancellation machine. Well, I'll tear them off and take them home with me. I make this evening worthwhile here. I save all those stamps that don't get hit by the old cancellator, you know? I really do. I can't, well... Hey, it's getting awful wet in here. Maybe we better come up for some music here. These once-a-year classics on CBS-FM. Send that Shock the Body Buddy out to the Monster Rap, out to Dennis there. And the phones are going crazy here, and we really can't keep up with all that. Unfortunately, we'd be doing that all night. You know how that is, right? We do our best. Oh, my. This is radio, is what this is. I'm wearing the costume tonight. I figured you might want to see how I look, you know, on the radio, but it's a little difficult to pick me up. Yes, they're getting restless out there. We're going to send this out to Raj and Gene and Rex and Kelly and old John down below and the Marcus family out there in Smithtown Pines and Kathy Glasson in Manhattan and Jim Nush in, where is Jim Nush? Out in Port Jefferson? And John Henderson in Los Angeles? What are we doing sending things to Los Angeles? I was out there recently and who did I hear? Cousin Brucey. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell off the stool. I happened to be on a stool at the time and I nearly fell off. There was Brucey. He's out there syndicated in California. Well, that's life. This is CBS, though. We're right here in Manhattan, 101.1. And we're going to do what here? And do something about Laverne Baker? Is that right? Yeah, sure, here we go. Already you go. Oh, very good.
I thought I was a snake. I started crawling on the ground.
Oh, yes. It must be something, you know. It must be something to it. Halloween has such a hold on all of us here. Everywhere, that we've had all these songs that are so appropriate for Halloween have been recorded over the years, and we put them all together here, of course, Halloween Eve here on CBS. I've been doing this for years and years and years. Mercy. And Barbara March out there, she's the one who sent me that calendar. I'm getting over that, my dear. I'll answer your letter. She's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Did we reach Cheyenne? Oh, sure. Satellite. Oh, yeah. Of course. We probably reach people out there that haven't been heard of from years and years and years. Oh, I'm getting faxes here. Faxes are big now. People are sending me faxes. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Barbara King, oh, yes, she used to work over there at Channel 11 there. She used to take care of all the little angry mothers. I remember Barbara. Lovely lady, lovely lady. Well, this is a commercial time, is it again? Yes, well, we'll dedicate this commercial to Barbara. I have no idea what it is, Barbara, but it's for you, dear.
There's more goodies coming up on CBSFM.
Putting it together. Xerox. The mall at Short Hills, Woodbridge Center, and Newport Center Mall. Now, here's a serious message here. I want to get serious here. If you know anybody that's using drugs. I don't know anybody using drugs. I mean, you know, well, that's not quite true. If you or someone you care about has a problem with alcohol or other drugs, the Bronx Betterment Committee, a nonprofit organization can't help. Prevention and treatment of alcohol and other drug problems requires an informed public. Call 212-402-8900. CBS FM, with you in mind. This is Zagrity here. I had a bad cold yesterday, and I thought, boy, it'd be kind of great if I had a runny nose here, and you know, but I can't even sniffle anymore. I'm all dried up. Yeah. I can't. I'll get it. not bad. Well, we're going to play a little tune here. This tune used to be known as the Cha-Cha-Cha before I got a hold of it. Now it's called the Ha-Ha-Ha. And we'll send this out to Pat and Jan and Tierney and Carson. Here we go.
I just moved in my new house today. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout.
Yeah, well, when the morning comes, I intend to be here. I better be. Ha ha. The animals are getting real restless. I'm going to sit out some medication here. Anthony Romano of Staten Island is still alive and well. Hi to Charlie and Sue in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. And Joe from Prince of Darkness. He says, let's go out for a nice warm bite. I love that. That's the attitude. And we're going to play Cool's Little Monster eventually. That's for Riff Raff in Staten Island. And he says everything sounds grand out there, Riff Raff. All right, my boy. And Brian Johnson asked us earlier play something by Sam and Sham. And we did that with Bully Wooly Bully. Anyway, I hope you're having a good time out there, wherever you are in Greenwich, Connecticut. Oh, Greenwich, I better talk a little louder. Hi there, Brian Johnson in Greenwich, Connecticut. This is Zachary Lee on 101.1. And I hope you're coming through there, across the wild sound there, hey, all right? Long Island sound, that is. This is FM 101 sound here. Yes, and what happens now? Igor? Push a button, Igor.
We have people on Strange Master.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is from out of... Well, this has something to do with the graveyard stuff, because he died, poor Jim. And after this, we're going to play a new song called Down the Graveyard or something like that. I don't know what's going on here.
WCPSFM, New York.
Down there. A lot of excitement, of course, in the movie they made, you know, and out there in Venice, California, they have a big, large wall painting of him up there, right down by the beach. So, Jim lives on. And this Zach here, we're all living on here. It's 1 minute, 2 minutes after 8 o'clock here. CBS FM 101.1. Now, earlier I played a song called Overdrawn at the Blood Bank. That was written by and produced by Andy Zwirling out there in Long Island. And here's another Long Island one. This is a real basement kind of a tape, because we made this in a basement. And, we'll just let you hear it. This really moves now. If you feel like dancing, that's except if you're behind the wheel of a car. Why, this will get you up and going. Here we go. Grave Robbing Tonight. I have a motto I repeat. You really are just what you eat. Well, that charming little song there, which was written and produced by Mike Gilkes, and it's real basement tape. I say that, you know, that's really what we did down in the basement there out in and Patchogue, Long Island. Seems like Long Island has got a lot of creative people out there. And you can't really get that. You have to buy a magazine to see in the back pages of Film Facts in December, I believe, to tell you how you can find that record. All right, well, I've said enough there now, but it's grand. I hope you gilks are all having a good time out there. And this is actually CBS FM 101.1, and as we always say, there's more music!
When you come home from the dance, do the things you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the things you shouldn't do.
What is it, this head that lives without a body? A monstrous thing that enslaves every woman, destroys every man who stares into its eyes. The thing that couldn't die.
This is my first time to your office. How do I know you're a good doctor?
Mrs. Fletcher.
So before we start, I have a few simple questions.
Questions?
Spell coccyx.
Mrs. Fletcher. Coccyx. COCC.
It's not easy selecting a family doctor. You can ask friends, look in the yellow pages, but still you're never sure.
I got an A in anatomy, a B in cardiovascular systems.
Oh, only a B? And how do we do in tropical diseases?
Well, a little better there.
But with U.S. Healthcare, you can rest easy. U.S. Healthcare checks our family doctor's qualifications and reviews their backgrounds, so you don't have to.
The femur. The proximal bone situated between the pelvis and knee.
Correct. Name four causes of swollen feet in order of diagnostic severity.
What?
Don't make me repeat these, doctor.
Oh, boy.
At U.S. Healthcare, we review participating family doctors' charts and offices and monitor their practices. We know what to look for in a doctor because our own doctors do the looking.
And do you warm your stethoscope before using it?
Yeah, sure.
I think you're fit.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Ask your employer to offer U.S. Healthcare because when it comes to doctors, we sure know how to pick them.
This is a low-interest commercial. In fact, you won't find a commercial of lower interest anywhere on your radio dial. That's because right now the Bank of New York is offering the lowest interest rates on more loans than any other major bank in Greater New York. We're also offering some of the most flexible terms. So if you need money for a new car, some home improvements, or if you want a tax-saving homeowner's loan, there's only one place to look. And you don't have to look very far, because there are more than 220 Bank of New York branches. Naturally, these are all 60-minute loans. So if you call 1-800-942-1784, we can usually have an answer for you in 60 minutes or less. But don't wait too long to call. Like your old car, these low-interest loans won't last forever. The Bank of New York, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
You squish, you mash, you chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch. They're marching down the halls, they're crawling up the walls. They're gooey, gushy, squishy, mossy, rotten to the core. They're standing outside your door. Farbage, while taking out his garbage, he turned around and he did see tomatoes hiding in his tree. Now he's just a memory. I know I'm going to miss her. A tomato ate my sister. Sacramento felt it. They're marching. marching into San Jose. Tomatoes are on their way. The mayor is on vacation. The governor's fed a nation. The police have gone on strike today. The National Guard has run away. Tomatoes will have their day. Attack of the killer tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch. Munch, munch, dinner or lunch, munch, munch, dinner or lunch.
Ah, the killer tomatoes. Oh, hey, I had one of them for dinner, actually. Ha, ha. Oh, I had some spaghetti sauce in the jar there, and I took it out. It had been in there a little too long. When I opened it, it blew up in my face. Cleaned out the drain, though, when it went down. Everything's fine now. Well, I got a call here from Alan Hyatt over in Brooklyn Heights. It's raining over there, so I thought I'd better check the weather. And I stepped out in the hall there and looked down the window. That didn't make me feel too good either. 17 stories straight down. And nobody's carrying umbrellas here, Island. I'm sorry. So if it's getting wet over there, well, go out and wash your car. Do something worthwhile. And this is Zachary here. It's 8:15 on a Thursday night here. Halloween. Ah, it's exciting, isn't it? You don't usually hear this kind of madness here on CBS. But we gather all these great old songs. And here's another one. Are you ready? Magic moment, yeah. Magic time of night. And I guess the parade is going well downtown now, and then of course it gets really crazy at 10 o'clock on. You gotta get out of town if you don't live there. Oh, what a night, what a night. Someone in Staten Island, I'm ashamed to say, I already lost the name of the person who asked for an old song called Coolest Little Monster. I don't know what it was. Staten Island, wasn't it? I think it was. I lost it, Igor. Igor and Yanis here are trying to keep me organized, and I lost the confound. Confound it, my boy! We lost it here. Well, there it is. Yes. Oh, it was Riff Raff. Oh, we mentioned about him earlier. I see. Okay. This is the song. We kind of mentioned that a while ago. All right, Riff Raff on Staten Island. This is for you, my boy. This is the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox.
Oh, my. We'll send that to little Natalie out there in Mom and Daddy Holman. Out there in, where do they live? Confound it.
Staten Island, my dear.
Oh, Staten Island? No, they live out in oh, boy. You people out there listening to my brain deteriorate as the years go by. Out there where the tennis player lives, John McEnroe. What's the name of that?
It's in Douglaston.
Douglaston. I said it three times. This is CBS FM, 21 minutes past 8 o'clock. And the weather's not bad here in Manhattan, but they say it's raining somewhere. I hope so. And this show is sponsored in part by Belt Atlantic.
If you thought the New Jersey Bell Yellow Pages was just...
Yes for putting New Yorkers back to work. Vote yes for jobs. Vote yes for Proposal 1.
Paid for by the Vote Yes for Jobs, JDA Proposal 1 Committee.
And here's a message here from the human resources folks. And if you're short of groceries for your family, call the Food and Hunger Hotline between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Phone number is 212 in Manhattan here, 366-5100. 366-5100. CBS FM with you in mind here. Well, as always happens on these big holidays, someone out there has a birthday. And I've got a letter here from Michael J. McGinnity, Bayshaw, and it's his dear wife, whose name is, what's her name, for heaven's sake? Linda, Linda. Yes, Linda, my dear. Born on All Hallows. She's part saint and part witch. Oh, you got a bargain there, my boy. I love it. When will that jolly day be here? I know not when, I fear, my dear. So keep this fresh in someplace cool to become a birthday ghoul. Our little poem for everyone who has a birthday today. You lucky people.
Please, we're doing all we can for you. We're trying to bring you back down to normal size.
You do think I'm a freak, don't you? But you know, to me, you're the freak, the one who's different. I'm not growing. You're shrinking.
He started as a normal human being, but now each day he doubles in size.
Where will it stop? The amazing colossal man.
Colonel, he's been reported in Las Vegas. Impossible. How can it walk 120 miles in only an hour?
Impossible? Not when you're 60 feet tall. The amazing colossal man.
Way back in about 64, grand old Salmer again guy. He really did it, didn't he? There's nobody come along since him, really. All right, this is Zach here on CBS FM. It's now 28 minutes before 9 o'clock. Long since midnight in Transylvania, of course. But they don't care. They don't bother. That's nothing, you know. Time means nothing over there. When you're dead, you're dead. Don't forget that now. That's my word. Tomorrow in Mexico, tomorrow they're celebrating the Day of the Dead. That's kind of neat. Well, no. Here in Manhattan, all we're doing is cleaning up the mess from the night before. Well, we have here a request from Frank in Brooklyn for Arthur Brown, whose head is still on fire.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Yes. Igor just informs me that old Arthur Brown has a school teacher in his background. And I have, what do I do with that? That's a good idea. Let me see here. I've got some school teachers here I've got to acknowledge here. Where are they here? Come on, confound it. Where are you? I can't find you. Now I need you. Where are the school teachers when I need them? I'll find them. Oh, Ed Derma and Fred Roman, teachers over in Morristown High School, believe it or not. They showed up at the Horizon. They had grand people already. Really, and they sent me a copy of my favorite TV cassette, you know, video of The Son of Frankenstein. Haven't watched it yet, oh boy, but I certainly will. It was good talking to you and meeting you, all of you out there. You know, there are a bunch of crazy people out there who are so in love with horror films that it's a little scary, actually. Very intense people, but I take it all, you know, in stride. Yes, confound it. They're getting hungry, that's why they're howling. You know, they're bringing the wolves back, you know. Coyotes are already in the Yonkers. They'll be sneaking down Park Avenue pretty soon, Central Park and all. But they're bringing back the wolves. It's a good idea, I think. All those people escape the city, go out and live in the country and all, get away from all of us city lovers. Wait till they hear those wolves at night. They'll come running back. They'll be coming back when streams, they'll be coming back. Well, this is CBS FM 101.1, and I have no idea what happens next. Let's see, find out.
Hey, Bobby Lourdes Pickett, Master.
Oh, Bobby, my old friend Bobby, whom I actually never met. This is his big hit.
I was working in the lab late one night when my...
That's what we do in radio. It sounds like old Bob and Ray, doesn't it? Coming right in, half a word. Baloo here, all those things. I love those boys. They're gone too, though. They both gone, are they? No, one's still around, eh? Too bad. They were a great pair. And this is Zach here, and what was I going to say? Oh, got to mention some more names. I mentioned some ladies' names here. Rosemary that lovely lady who was the artiste out there on Oceanside. Thank you for everything, my dear. Linda from Cornwall. The Adams family. Adams family. Linda was a star dancer on the old discotheque show. And Joette also danced on the show, and her husband Tony. Still together they are, dear people. Chris and Rich and Mike and all the discontinued family we're going to dedicate these next sounds to. This show is sponsored in part by Acura and Metromedia Long Distance. There you go.
She looks like $1 million.
I knew about the Haunted Strangler.
How do you do? Imagine, if you please, a black, moonless night. You're on a street, alone in the darkness. Suddenly, out of the shadows, there is a furtive movement. Another poor soul has met the Haunted Strangler. And you will meet this monstrous madman, too, when you see my new motion picture, The Haunted Strangler. You won't forget him.
Ah, yes, Alice Cooper there. Alice Cooper, grand old boy with the snakes and all. And we send it out to Fred the Monk down there in way down in Jersey. And Cortland Hull, he's up in Connecticut. I would speak up a little louder for the Connecticut people. They can hear me there. Cortland Hull and his uncle was Warren Hull, the werewolf of London. I saw him this afternoon on TV there playing a hard-drinking cowboy, sort of a old-timer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And John Knapp here sent me a whole copy of all the things he kept when he was a kid. He had a whole book here of all these advertisements they had on Channel 7. Dracula, the movie. Every movie, you know, had a... Oh, boy. His pictures are fabulous. Here's the Wolfman here. Ralph Bellamy, Lon Chaney. Thank you, John. I got two copies now, thank goodness. It's just what I needed, is two copies of everything. And Linda Sawane, of Lebanon, sent a nice letter here. She says, it's great to hear you again this year. We think of you every holiday season. It's just like Santa Claus, isn't it? While making our original, eggnog recipe, but dinosaur eggs are getting hard to find. That's true, my dear. Eggnog with a dinosaur eggnog, egg is the main ingredient, is absolutely out of this world. I mean, really. You haven't lived till you've tasted dinosaur egg eggnog. And I just leave that all to your imagination. You get a very large high from a big egg. This is actually CBS FM 101.1. And now we're going to hear from grand old Neil Sedaka, a tune called Little Devil. Oh, so.
We interrupt this program because of a local weather emergency. This is not a test. Interrupt this program because of an emergency. This is not a test. Repeating, this is not a test. The emergency broadcast system has been activated by the National Weather Service because coastal flood warnings remain in effect overnight for north coastal New Jersey. Coastal flood warnings are discontinued from Watch Hill, Rhode Island, to Montauk Point, to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, including Long Island Sound, New York Harbor, and the lower Hudson River. Reports from shore communities in all sections except north coastal New Jersey indicate that Thursday's high tides produced much less flooding than the previous high tides. In some cases, minimal or even no flooding at all. Flooding seems to have been confined to a few shoreline roads and an occasional flooded basement. Since the Atlantic storm responsible for the coastal flooding continues to slowly weaken, the coastal flood warning has been discontinued for most of the area. However, several coastal towns from Sandy Hook to Manasquan Inlet still experienced considerable flooding. The next high tides along north coastal New Jersey will occur between 2 and 4 a.m. While they will be lower than Thursday's, they are still expected to be 2 to 3 feet above normal. This will cause localized coastal flooding once again. The coastal flood warning will remain in effect overnight for this region. The next statement will be issued at 4 a.m. or earlier if conditions warrant. We now resume regular programming with a reminder to stay tuned to this station for further information. Reports will be updated regularly during the course of this emergency. This is the Emergency Broadcast System.
Ooh, thanks for sharing the towel.
Oh, no problem.
Oh,
I was thinking of taking a subway tonight, as a matter of fact. I'm not so sure. This is Zachary here, 3 minutes before 9 o'clock. I dedicate some dedications here. Irene Kelly, the doo-wop queen of Myrtle Avenue. Dedicate to Leslie and the grandkids, Stephanie, Tammy, and Irene the second. That's pretty good. I like that. And then the Nagabskis, the little shell. Paul Colton, Manhattan here, Maroofy's. The Maroofy family there with Mother Betsy in Staten Island, and the Swartz kids, a mess of them over there in Verona, New Jersey. And Tom O'Neill and his family. Who wound the clock there? What's it? Oh, okay. It's all right. We'll manage there. We'll manage. I'm just going crazy. Well, let's 3 minutes before nine here, let's play something.
WCPSFM News York.
Yes, Manhattan transfer there. We sent out to Vinny Pitano, who's a good friend of theirs. Hope he's doing well, and his children, and everybody out there in that area in Long Island. And, of course, before that, we heard Tom Petty doing the Zombie Zoo. The Zombie Zoo is closed down. It was activating... Whoops, it was actually... let's see here. That's the end of that. The Zombie Zoo was closed down, and it was actually a nightclub for a while out there in L.A., you know. Dear Zach, I've waited a year for your return. Well, here we are. Please play the Roach That Eats Cincinnati. Well, it's actually a cockroach, if we're allowed to say that. You make me make two... Well, I won't go anywhere. I don't dig into that anymore. Jerry, I will think we're on the, you know, whose show in the morning there. Jerry Tressler in Port Jefferson, way out there. So this is for you, my boy, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati on CBS FM. Fond of W.
That's dumb.
KRP, yes. Well, it wasn't that dumb. I mean, it was kind of funny. And what's her name was in it? She was great. From Dennis Frank and his three kids, Jerry, David, and Jonathan, in Fairlawn, reading all these things off here. Boy, oh boy. And Anthony and his cool girl in North Bergen remembers way back to 1959. That's a long way time ago, you know. Oh boy. And, we want to dedicate something here to his favorite professional wrestler, The Undertaker, who looks like me, apparently. I haven't seen him on the TV. From Paul out in Woodhaven, Queens, and Frank in Tom's River. Hey, we have some people down, other people down there in Tom's River. Used to watch the TV show in reruns twice a night. Well, it was great. It was great. But the old days never come back, you know. They never really do. And what's that? I'm looking at that, yes. Little Old Red Riding Hood is coming up here. That's for Carmen in Brentwood to his 4-year-old son, Gary, who's listening to the show. Is he allowed up this late? Well, hope you have some scary dreams, kid.
Oh.
This is Zachary here, CBS FM 101.1.
Ha!
I love that one. That's all right, isn't it? Huh? Oh, my. What? Oh, somebody forgot to feed the baby. Oh, my. This is Zachary here. It should make... Steve Gallette here wrote me a nice note, a nice letter. And I'm cheating here and acknowledging these things so I don't have to write to you. I'm no dummy. Dinner with Drac. We'll get around to that, too. Everybody at St. Johnsbury's Transit, it's a trucking company here. They're listening out there. Not working, they're listening. The boss doesn't hear that. Mike of Lyndhurst, New Jersey. He was at the Horathon 2 weeks ago. At old FDU. And it was great. Yeah, it was great. It really was great. Somebody else was out there, too. Buddy Weiss and his wife, Kathy. They had a good time, too, at the Horathon. Well, I don't know what they study there at school, but we certainly had a good time in their gymnasium over the weekend. Great time. And I had the amoeba. If you didn't stick around for the amoeba, you missed a great show. The amoeba was out of this world. Ha, ha, ha. Right down there with dinosaur eggs and all those things. Well, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. And what I have to say here is that this part of this show, anyway, that you're hearing now, is sponsored by Bell Atlantic.
Yo, booby, boo, will you dip? Hey, North Jersey.
The horror picture of all time.
Don't let him get me! No!
A beautiful girl torn from the arms of her lover by a jungle beast. King Kong.
See a battle between prehistoric monsters on an island time forgot.
A nightmare jungle creature from the primeval past stalking midnight streets.
My baby! It's got my baby!
See the thrill classic of all time. The biggest gorilla picture ever made in motion picture history. The jungle epic that can never be duplicated.
See RKO's original...
King Kong.
King Kong!
King Kong!
Komosame! Kong!
Come the graveyard. I love that song. Oh, that song, by the way, that was sent in to me by Amos Wengler a couple of years ago, and I never got around. Oh, he lives over in Brooklyn there. And that was recorded while doing a play or something put on in Holland, as I call it. Holland, Dutch Holland, way over there. You know, not Holland, Michigan, thing like that. Thank you, Amos. I'll be in touch with you. I got you. Yes. The weather report, in spite of the noise, it's not bad outside. Really. Well, if you're living along the water, nobody told you to build that house on the water, did they? Hey. Well, all right. Hope everybody survives out there. So we're going to dedicate, let me see. I got to do this here. Say hello to David Majika in 77th Avenue C, New York City. And thank you for your note there. Really, very nice there. And John Patrick Torpy. Was a close one. I like it when the lightning and thunder come right at the same instant. Sometimes you can never remember anything after that, but it's exciting when it happens. This is CBS FM. It's about 24 minutes after 9 o'clock at night, and I hope if you're out there, especially if you're driving a car and whizzing along the turnpike or somewhere listening to us this evening, you're having some fun, hey? All right. And this show is sponsored in part by Genovese Drugstores and the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention Bureau and in part by Red Ribbon America.
I never...
The thing coming out of the sky, it had a one long horn and one.
Tequila.
The Transylvania PTA had a luncheon dance the other day. Committee work was done by teachers under the dean of assorted creatures.
And a good time was had by all. Yes, a good time was had by all. Oh, yes, a good time was had by all.
Oh, if you haven't gone to school in Transylvania, you have not lived, friends. Really. The thrill of it all. This is Zachary here, CBS FM. Sneaking up on 10 o'clock, very slowly, actually. Plenty of time here. Be here till 11. And then we're back to normal here with Don the K, I suppose, huh? Ha, ha, ha. Good old Don K. And right now it's time for a little hokey stuff here, a little abracadabra. That's a grand old song. Love those grand old songs. Well, it's a grand old world. And you better enjoy it while you're here, because when you're gone, you're gone. This is Zachary here. It is CBS FM, of course, 101.1. And it's time for me to read something very serious here, very serious. AT&T is delighted to announce a new arrival, Staten Island. The grand opening of the brand new AT&T Phone Store or Center, that's the phone center at the Highland Shopping Plaza on Highland Boulevard. And that makes sense, doesn't it? There'll be fabulous prizes and grand savings at the grand opening sale and sweepstakes. CBS FM's own cousin Brucey will be there Saturday, November 2nd. Have a howling good time from noon till 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m., he's going to announce the winner of the grand prize. A trip to the Grand Bahamas? Whoa. A grandfather clock? Whoa. Or a grand in cash? There'll be other prizes, too. All details are at the new AT&T Phone Center store, along with values like their cordless telephone, $5,200. Grand opening price at just $99.99. You save $20 there. So don't miss the excitement of the store is born in Staten Island and on Staten Island. Stop by at the AT&T Phone Center at the Highland Shopping Plaza Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Oh, yes, indeed. They're screaming there to get in line. You'll get a chance to save and a chance to win just for coming in. Come celebrate at the grand opening of the newly arrived AT&T Phone Center. AT&T, the right choice. No purchase necessary for the contest either. Entries must be received by 2:45 p.m. November the 2nd, 1991. And you must be 18 years or older. Yeah.
Do you know there are only 44...
Fear will freeze you when you face it.
The mummy.
Torn from the darkest tomb of the pharaohs, it rises from the quiet dust of centuries to wreak a strange vengeance against mankind.
The mummy.
It tears steel bars like paper. It snaps men's spines like matchsticks. It walks through bullets like a ghost. It sees without eyes, it lives without breath, yet its desires are strangely, madly human.
The motion picture screen's most shocking experience in suspense.
In chilling Technicolor,
The Mummy.
I'm a mummy.
Beck Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Oh, dear. Igor and Janos here digging up these old songs for us. Yes, yes. Yes. I gotta mention here Richard Duker of Carteret here and Mike from Jersey City, that is. Been a fan since the cauliflower days. They weren't cauliflower, they were brains, my boy, brains. Linda from Union Beach used to sneak into the Discotine show. She says, hi, my dear. And Paul Junice, from Union, New Jersey. And Edward Lippum, it looks like. Yeah, I think so. Edward Lippum here. Well, glad to hear from all of you. And I'm glad you're still here on this earth. Well, even if you were not alive, you'd still be here, wouldn't you? Underground, that is. Mark Russell, nice letter from Mark Russell there. Grand old boy here. He's a faithful listener to CBS FM. And, I don't know what to say. The natives are getting very restless here. It's music time. It's also 17 minutes before 10 o'clock. CBS FM 101.1. Happy Halloween.
I put a spell on you. I love you.
Yes, we're going to send that out to Ginny out here, just called in from Bayside. She remembers the old days on TV, and she's got grown children now. And used to live down in Chelsea. Great old neighborhood. Well, Ginny, my dear, lovely to talk to you. And I told the wife that you were asking for her, and she half smiled, you know. She doesn't come out with a full smile very often, but so a half a smile is very big. That's a very big reaction. And I guess what I'll do is dedicate these upcoming commercial messages to the inhabitants at 125 And I guess I'll just leave it at that.
Sunday.
Send it out to Lionel out in Zayville, and everybody out in that on the coastline there that's gone through all the storms and things. Grand old song there, classic now, and a classic movie too, let's face it. Well, this is Zachary here with a message or two here, and then I'm going to make a little dedication here for a good music. But anyway, many people think that New York City's recycling program and my building got cited for messing up. We didn't put the cans and the bottles in the right thing, you know. Oh, boy. Anyway, many people think the recycling program is has eliminated in budget cuts, but it wasn't. Not so. The city recycles newspapers, magazines, corrugated cardboard, glass, metal, and plastic. I love to hear that glass going in the old truck. That really is new sound in New York to hear a whole, yeah, you know, 500 bottles crashing into a metal. Boy, that big mouth in the back of that machine. Wow. Wonderful. To find out how your building recycles, how you can do it, ask your super. Or if he's just plain stupid, you know, you can call WCBS, CBS FM. You know, we'll tell you all about it here, all right? And join CBS FM Sundays at 7 p.m. for the Doo-Wop Shop. Hey, that's always great. Sponsored in part by Tyson Chicken. That's the Doo-Wop Shop. I'll get it straight. The Doo-Wop Shop. Sundays at 7 p.m. on CBS FM 101.1. Now, do we have a little commercial thing or two here? Nothing new, except me to say I didn't bring my old actor friend, Mr. Rowe, who was the Lieutenant Dave in The Blob. You know, he was here last year, and he was having a good time saying, "Don't go in there, Jim. It's the most horrible thing I've ever seen." Well, he had to make a personal appearance at home. They wouldn't let him out that night. Well, we're going to do Coming to Take Me Away, or Take Him Away. This will be for Paul Rubin and Paul Rusek. Good old friends here. Here we go on CBS FM. Everybody in step here. Here we go. March around
Remember
the casket.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
A happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
W-C-P-S-F-M.
Oh boy, that backbeat gets to me. Oh, a great song. Stevie Wonder there. I'm going to dedicate Robert McIntyre just called in here. Wanted to dedicate his song to his good wife, Gracie, and I think we'll give that one to her here. Sounds pretty good, my dear. And he reports all, by the way, that it's raining in Hicksville, Long Island. Still dry here in Manhattan, as far as I can tell. Well, there's some words here for you. It's strange, I really can't define your most peculiar charm. But no, oh, dearest love of mine, it causes some alarm. Oh, of course, it isn't that I care. Though my friends think it odd that you insist on perching there atop the curtain rod. They wish that you would speak to them and not just growl that way. They feel it isn't thoughtful when you vanish during day. A cheery wave, a merry smile might put them at their ease. If you could but alight a while, come on for you for me, please. I know you're shy, but anyhow, you've met new friends before. There, it isn't much nicer down here on the floor, eh? My goodness, but your teeth are white. Your eyes are gleaming, too. We'll have a wondrous time this night while we devour you. Here we go, my friends, at 5 past 10. I'll get it straight. CBS FM. Here it comes. Thank you.
He's coming up on CBSFM.
Spell on you, indeed, indeed. Here, send it out to Mr. Cardee and, from Brooklyn. Grand letter he wrote there. Thank you, my boy. Grand, absolutely. And to Barbara Scully up in Shokan, New York, who's a creator of little creatures, I would say. An artiste.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. We have intelligent people listening. You folks out there, you know, I wonder about you. But, Yeah. And somebody here, who was it here? Jason is supposed to say, I'm supposed to say hello to his mother, Diane. Hello, my dear, up there in Mount Vernon. And Edward from Harrison, New Jersey. Thank you, my boy. And Barbara from Montvale, New Jersey, wants to do... she wants to hear some wolf calls. Well, I can do that. Yeah, that's it. I think I'll stand up for this. Wait a minute, I'm going to stand up here. Yeah, I'm a little better when I stand up here. There we go. First, you got to clear. You got to get down deep in your. My chest is kind of rattly there. That's kind of weird. Well, getting loose in my old age. Let me take a deep breath. And, well, I'm not getting. I'll be all right. I'll get there. This is CBS FM, by the way. 10:15. I'm getting a response there. That's pretty good. I told you about how those wolves and coyotes are coming down from Maine through Connecticut all the way down. Oh, I recognize that one. I don't seem to have it today. Oh, dear. I don't know. I think it's time we hear what Marcel is doing. Oh, by the way. Oh, shut up out there. We're like... I've recovered from the wolves that were nipping at my... Yes. This is CBS FM, 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. Oh, I'm so precise with the time. I used to be on the radio early in the morning and constantly gave the wrong... Didn't read the clock right, you know? Had people falling out of bed instead of... Well, it's grand to be here, And I had a big party this summer at CBS FM celebrating their great success. And I met all the old-timers. My God. Dan Ingram is here now as a permanent member of the zoo here. And I ran into him the other day. He's been pretty good. And, of course, Brucey. Oh, what a life. This show, by the way, is sponsored in part by the SBLI and in part by Genovese Drugstores. How about that?
Surprise, honey.
Oh, for me?
Yeah. All right, there you go, Bay Ridge, see? Left out again there. Well, I see that Brucey, I mentioned this earlier, but he's going to be at the AT&T phone store on Highland Boulevard in Staten Island this Saturday from noon till 3 p.m. You can join Brucey for the Saturday Night Oldies Party at 7 p.m. on New York's Oldie Station right here. This is it, CBS FM 101.1. And this is Elvis doing Devil in Disguise. I'm going to dedicate this to one of my favorite people, the Reverend Jimmy Swaggart.
Like an angel,
you are
devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are
devil in disguise.
I was a teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf, fantastic, bewildering, a motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time. I was a teenage werewolf.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
That's me making that noise there. It's a lot of fun to be on the radio. We got here. We got, I have to read something here. This is important. Very serious here. If you want to have a good time, meet me on the corner in about 20 minutes. If you want to have a good time, try doing it without drinking alcohol. You see how that goes, you see, really. You must drink, take, and have someone sober to drive you around. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Be safe, don't be sorry, don't drink and drive. Makes even more sense. The sobering message from Nassau County students against driving drunk. So keep that in mind. I mean, that's the dumbest thing you can do, is drive when you're drunk. CBS FM with you in mind. And that's it, Igor? Okay. Now, this is a charming little lady from Australia, Olivia Newton-John. Let's hear it, honey. Use the end of that song, but I thought I'd better get in before some of you fade away into the darkness there, you know. Olivia Newton before that, cute little girl. I wonder what happened to her. Was she still out there singing? I suppose she is. Looks nicer, I think, as she grows older. You know, we all look better when we get older. Until we get real old, then we get really weird. Damn dogs out there. My dear, why don't you go out and feed them something? They wouldn't be barking all the time. Oh, ho, ho. It's coming from long distance, which reminds me that AT&T is delighted to announce a new arrival, Staten Island, the grand opening of their new, brand new AT&T phone center, all spanking new, at the Highland Shopping Plaza. He's not that young. They're going crazy, just the very thought of it. Well, he'll be out there Saturday from noon till 3 p.m., and at 3 p.m., he's going to announce the winner of the grand prize. It'll be a trip to the Grand Bahamas, a grandfather clock, or a grand in cash. Boy, oh boy, whoa. There'll be other prizes, too. All details are at the new AT&T Phone Center store, along with values like their cordless telephone, $5,200, grand opening priced at just $99.99, that is. Save $20 on that. So don't miss the excitement of the stores born in Staten Island. Stop by at the AT&T Phone Center at the Highland Shopping Plaza. That's Monday through Saturday. Well, gee, it's already almost Friday, isn't it? But you still got Friday and Saturday up till 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. they'd be there. And get a chance to save and chance to win. Sure. Thanks. Many people leave their children home. Come celebrate the grand opening of the newly arrived AT&T Phone Center. The AT&T is the right choice. No purchase is necessary for the contest. Entries must be received by 2:45 p.m. on the 2nd of November. That's Saturday, right? Yes, yes. Must be 18 or older. I don't know why, but that's it. Must be 18 or older. Maybe that's, you know, if you're going to go to the Bahamas, they don't want you to go down there and get into trouble, you know, all by yourself. Well, I don't know. I'd go with you. That's the problem. I could be the what do you call it? You know, the make sure nothing happens to you.
The chaperone.
The chaperone. Yes, yes, that's a good word. The chaperone. This show, if that's what it is sponsored in part by Red Ribbon America.
Each year, drunk driving.
The most terrifying lover the world has ever known.
Who will be his bride tonight?
horror of Dracula.
Dracula, dead and yet alive for 600 years.
Dracula, the human vampire who lusts for human blood. See Horror of Dracula. The greatest shock story of them all now achieves new heights of motion picture suspense.
See Horror of Dracula and watch the fiend who rises each night from his coffin bed to seek the rendezvous that alone can keep him alive.
See Horror of Dracula and watch those who came to destroy a monster stay to become his victim. See Horror of Dracula, but don't dare see it alone.
The chill of the tomb won't leave your blood for hours.
Horror of Dracula, all new and in flaming Technicolor.
I want to dedicate this next opus to the great Vincent Price, to Michael Jackson, and to LaToya Jackson. I love you, honey. This one's for you, LaToya. Grand old Vincent there. He's not doing much these days. I hear from California. He's not in very good shape. Well, and of course Michael Jackson there. Igor just reminded me here that he's going to do a video from his new album. And it'll be on after The Simpsons one of these nights, coming up soon. And LaToya's out there selling the book and talking about writing another one. I can't wait, my dear. Pretty exciting, really. Really. And we're sneaking up at 11 o'clock here, but don't go away because we got you.
Now, lens crafters.
Oh, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana. A woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the astro zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist. Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him. Match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the astro zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The astro zombies in color. Coming soon to your local theater.
I love it. Let's send it out to Mike Baratacelli. Oh, I knew I'd messed it up. Baratacelli, that's pretty good. And West Iceland, we just called in. He says he's been listening since he was 6 years old. Well, go to work, will you? This is Zach here, CBS FM, 101.1, Halloween evening. How you doing out there? Hey. Behind us, we're awaiting the momentary arrival of Don K. the Reed here on CBSN FM. Yes, there he is. Until we meet again. I wonder about old Dale Evans, you know. I wonder about her. I wonder if she has adopted all those kids just so she'll have a fresh blood supply around the house. I wonder about her. Him up there and out of horse all the time, you know. All the sunny weather. I don't like sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy Halloween to you all. It's been great to be here again, and I look forward to next year.
It's the way you ride that trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Happy
trails. You have a dog who gets annoyed by certain music? David Letterman has those doors on all the time. You know, those sing doors. Together.
Just sing a song and bring the sun.
Here he comes in the studio now. Smiling from ear to ear. Till we meet again. Bye-bye, whatever you are. This is CBS 101.1 on the FM dial.